I guess the obvious with no morning skate. What can you tell us about your lineup tonight?
Dahlstrom will go in for Kulikov. We'll get him checked out back home. We put Bo on IR.
Goaltender?
Lauren's going tonight.
Connor Hellebuck and your entire team has had a pretty good run here in the month of November. Just, I know it's big picture and you're focused on this one tonight, but with the travel and different coasts you've had, you get pretty proud of what your club's done.
Yeah, what we really like more than anything in value is just the compete level. And you mentioned Connor. I think we'll put him in with that group of whatever six guys we've put on the blue line. I mean, those guys aren't taking shifts off. They're on every puck is contested. And if there's a breakdown, and there are in any games with any blue line, but boy, they've been so competitive back there. And I think that's the driver of it. It's a piece of our penalty kill that's been pretty darn good for a month, other than one game, and then outstanding in our last couple.
Hellebuck's got a lot of credit, and the defense gets a lot of credit. What can you say about the forwards and the defensive process?
Well, I think it started there first. I mean, that's really where we put the most pressure on our team, was our forward unit, understanding that, you know, when I had used the word, I think appropriately at the time, inexperienced blue line. So we needed that help, and they bought into that. And when Blake goes into the middle of the ice, we've got some big men at center ice to help those guys. But I think, you know, that blue line, you have to start describing them as just competitive, right? They compete, and there's no easy ice playing against them. And they actually break the puck out pretty effectively now. I mean, the forwards have to be in the right spots, and it's not based on, you know, necessarily overly skilled plays that we're asking our defense to make, but hard plays, and they've done it.
How's your power play improved since? What's it doing right now, I guess, that maybe it didn't do before you split up?
I think some of our entries have gotten a little bit better. We've won a few more face-offs. That's the small part. But I don't think a whole lot more, to be honest with you. There was an awful lot of pucks that we thought were good chances, good shots. Execution was there. Just we didn't get the finish that we needed. Never felt that it was in trouble, that it didn't know how to generate chances. Those were always there. In the portion of your game, and as a coach, you hate doing this, that you would ascribe to luck. I thought we were under it in our power play. I thought it was better than our numbers said it was. So, you know, we put the unit that understand each other best back together. We've got Neil up top as a righty, and I think penalty kills have changed over the last two or three years. It's a pretty big shift here. There was a time that you rarely saw a guy in Blake Wheeler's situation on his natural side. It was almost all one-timers. And the guy that would shoot the puck from the top is a real threat. Excuse me. And then what happened is, over the last 4 or 5 years, you see more teams on their natural sides, even two natural sides. And penalty kill has evolved to not be as worried at the guy at the top, but be more interested in the guy on the side. So your power play has to change too. The shooter is now at the top is far more available than he was maybe 2-3 years ago. And you saw Neil's goal is exactly that, right? He's got a lane to the net, Kyle Connor's net front. So it's kind of the evolution and the kind of the return to maybe we power plays more. You're going to start to see more guys from the top shooting.
Would you want to, rules of engagement for a guy like Neil when it comes to, I mean, he has Laine, he has Wheeler.
Right.
You know, when do you want him to shoot? And do you want him to shoot as much as he feels comfortable with?
The simplest answer, and it sounds silly, but at the right time. And that would be in that situation last night. If the two forwards are going to cheat on your flanks, cheat on Wheeler and cheat on Laine, you're going to have a lane to the net. And if they're going to protect that lane to the net and you know, respect you as a shooter, then you're going to have somebody open on one of the sides.
Just one more. You talked a little bit earlier just about how the numbers maybe not add up to what you're seeing or whatever. But the bigger picture, you know, expected goals numbers, the possession numbers don't really favor you guys yet. You're right. 16 wins on the year. How do you explain that with the group when those numbers look?
Yeah, I think you would. You would kind of view that sometimes as our penalty kill. You look at the number right now, it's not very good. You look at the number this last month, and it's really good. Our expected goals model is different than what's publicly available. I think it's accurate to about 85%, so we like it better. Fairly accurate, so we like our game. But you know what? We probably will never get to be an analytics darling this year. For us to win games, we're going to need our goalie to be really good. and for us to compete real hard. I'll take that all day long because we can't measure compete. The things that we set out to be good at this year, how hard we can test the puck, what our gap is on the puck carrier, how many pucks we force to be dumped, we're pretty good in those departments. So the things that we think we can be good at, we are.
Well, you said Nathan to IR, Dmitry obviously not available. Was there thought to bringing in another defenseman just as a trade?
Cam's on his way up.
Oh, he is.
Cam Schilling's on his way up.
From Grand Rapids.
Correct. Out of Chicago, right.
And then just obviously the standings suggest the Kings are in the basement, but you guys saw them come into Bell MTS last month and play a pretty good game and take 2 points.
Oh, they beat us.
What do you remember from that?
Yeah, I mean, we got out of the gate slow. They outshot us and they just beat us, and we tried to claw our way back into the game. You go back to when they were coming off Stanley Cups, and these have always been close, tight, hard-checking games, especially in here, and we'll get that tonight. The standings are a great indicator of a body of work, but have absolutely nothing to do with the score of the game that night, right? They came in, they weren't playing great when they came in. They got into a bit of a roll, I think, kind of off us. They played a hell of a game in there, and they deserve to beat us.
Said earlier this week that you're very proud of the guys for sort of playing the same consistent game without letting arrogance creep in. And is the threat of a Los Angeles game or the quality of that team, how do you maintain that lack of arrogance, I guess, as the wins pile up?
The games that we've played have taken care of that. So a little more mindful when you've scored 8 and given up 1 that there's the danger that that creeps in. But we're in so many one-goal games. You leave the game when you won feeling great. It was a great win, but never, oh, my God, we're so good, we just blew the doors off that team, right? The competitiveness of the games themselves have kept us from feeling we're that much. We've been one goal better than a lot of teams, and that's it. No more than that.
Is there... Like, I think of that as a good thing, but is there a cost that comes to that, the emotional being in that intensity, never having an opportunity to take that off?
But it's a price that you're willing to pay. First of all, it's our chance at success, our group. That's what we can be good at. And I would say then maybe we've come off a little bit on our off days in terms of, you know, we've cut out some of our morning skates. We have maybe as a staff brought that emotional level down. We're a little more careful with the video that we show, how much we show, almost asking them to not take it easy so they're not right, prepare for the next night. So we haven't been on the ice heavy, but some of that is just, I don't know what the stat is, 24, 25 nights in a hotel room since the end of October. Like we've been saving it for the right time. We've played hard in the games, and then we've come off this team quite a bit on our off days.
Is his prognosis or diagnosis changed at all?
No, week to week still. He knew he was not on the trip. We knew he wasn't playing for a week, so there's no new information.
Okay.